Here we go. G.I. Joe, the secret mission to Spy Island. Spy Island. Spy.
Would you rather be the cooter or the cootie?
Yeah, that's rough.
What?
Well, I mean, that's, like, yeah. I don't know, there's this girl in school when I was a kid, Teresa Diaz, and she had Teresa germs. And everyone would always give each other Teresa germs.
No, that's mean.
It's horrible, yeah. I mean, like, at the time, I was like, this is kind of fucked. But then, like, years later, I was like, man, that's majorly fucked.
Wait, was she retarded?
No.
Oh, well, then there's no excuse for that. That's just inappropriate behavior.
No, she was just a little weird, you know, just a little, not even a lot, just a little bit.
Hmm.
Most of her weirdness stemmed from the fact that everyone was passing around her germs. You know?
Was it cooter germs?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal was.
Were they passing it around by means of finger?
It was largely anal contact.
Hmm, I see. Hey, everybody.
It's the Spy vs. Spy Talking Show Popcast.
Sure is. We're at...
for Thursday, the 531.
That's right. And it's episode 108.
Wow. Man, how the mighty have risen.
Yeah. I like it because
it
has the word eight in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a food and...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You ever notice that?
Do you have... ups to food or anything?
Not really. Okay, I shouldn't have even brought it up.
No, no. Yeah.
Well, today's topic is feelings.
Ooh.
No, I don't.
Hurting them?
Sure.
Let's.
Yeah. Today's topic is Teresa.
Yeah, poor Teresa. I have definitely wondered, like, where is she now? Because she didn't make it to high school with us. I'm not even totally sure she went to my junior high, but...
you didn't make it out of high school, did you?
Wait, no, I escaped.
Yeah, you did, okay.
I fled. Yeah, I always wondered. I do often wonder.
I think
not
maybe...
always. It's not like it's a daily thing.
Do you think maybe she became, like, maybe she got, like, OCD or something?
Man, I don't know. I mean, she didn't seem... she seemed to kind of take it well. She
well,
definitely,
what choice
you know,
do you have? You know, it's like
yeah.
when you're Brent Butt of all the jokes. When you're Brett Butler,
when you're the Brent Barton.
Oh, the front Barton.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Yeah. The Clinton right. Barton is the front Barton.
Oh yeah.
I mean the back Barton.
The Barton Fink.
Gross.
Oh man.
Yes.
I know. Like, what exactly? What choice do you
have? Yeah, you, like, you either, if you, you know, become a weirdo about it, everyone's just, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
So you got to ignore it. This is a tip for all you guys who are being teased.
Yeah.
It's a bit different if you're being legitimately bullied, I guess, but, I don't know. Do you notice how, you know how kids these days...
Yeah.
All right. Uh-oh. You know when all the TV programs and news... exposés and whatnot. It's all about bullying and stuff. Do you think bullying has gotten worse than when we were young dudes bullying guys? Do you think... I wasn't a bully. Surprisingly.
I think, actually, I don't know if the bullying's got worse, but I think the amount of difference...
Bullying technology has gotten so much better that you have to do less
well,
work.
Well, there is that, yeah. But I think that... like, since pretty much the kid whipping at home mm-hmm. has I don't want to say it's died out, but I think just as a general rule, like, I'm pretty sure, like, in the 50s you got hit. I mean, it's just like,
yeah,
that's what.
But
your dad had a belt.
Sure,
and,
but how
and
I
you
don't,
had an ass.
How does that relate to, okay, if you get beat at home, even
right.
if you know you're a badass and you deserved it or whatever, those are the types of kids who are going to go and take it out on somebody else anyway.
Not necessarily.
Don't you
not
think
necessarily.
Maybe?
No, I mean, no, not always.
Oh.
Definitely not.
Okay.
I think that the you know, when you get whopped at home and then you go get bullied at school, and it's like, yeah, big fucking deal, you know.
I guess so.
But when at home, you know, you fart magic and you're a snowflake and
right.
you know, honey, here's a trophy.
And someone calls you a dumbass at school and you go crying because yeah, nobody likes you.
It's such a huge gap, you know. It's
no,
just like
okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. I think that bullying has become more valuable is the thing. I think it's just the exchange rate.
Right, it's inflation.
Parental bullying to schoolyard bullying.
I just had a thought and then I lost it. And that's what we get for recording the show early.
I hope it was about pizzas.
It sure wasn't.
Taco pizza, taco. You know who I wish was on the show? I was just thinking this last couple hours ago.
Who's that?
Last hour. You know who I wish was like a regular on the show?
No.
Or had their own show?
No.
Or I wish there was some way I could just have their voice in my head.
Tom McHenry?
I will. You know it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it just, oh man. I don't know. I was just thinking about that. Like, I was chatting with him, you know, and it's just like, yeah, that Tom's got a good voice.
He does.
I wish he was saying this stuff to me. You know.
Yeah, you know? And also that we were naked.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Well.
He said he was listening to the show on the bus yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And he was screaming at us?
No, but there was a kid on the bus who was kind of like moan/crying, you know? But then Allison was in the background of the show, moan/crying.
Yeah.
So, like,
he cut his
he'd
balls
hear
off.
It and look at the kid, and the kid's mouth wasn't moving on the bus, and then, or vice versa. He'd, like, it'd be doubling up. And it's funny. Hey, Brian, he was mentioning the music video and what happened in the music video. And there's, like, a ton of really great music videos out now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess there always has been, but, like, there's, like, a ton of stuff that, like, I wish I could watch right now. And I was wondering if you know, or if anyone knows, if there's a... Not that I'm into downloading illegal showgrams, which I totally am. But is there a torrent network specifically for music videos? Is there a music video specific site? Is there some way I can...
That is something I don't know. I have only seen such a thing on, torrent sites devoted to like J-pop or something, right?
Yeah,
where they will post those that in because there's no way of you seeing them on, you know, American television,
right? But there's next to no way of it. Just seems like such a waste.
Oh, it totally does, because there's what, 2-3 channels you could possibly have your music video play on, like, for
well,
real.
Well, of anything I would be interested in, there's only one channel that it's ever going to show up on.
Okay.
And it's within a 1-hour block a week.
Right, exactly.
So.
Band websites, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know if anyone's going to the trouble to do that. And if they do, it's probably only for really big ticket acts. Wouldn't you think?
That's a crying shame.
Like
this
Beck
should be,
or somebody? Not that Beck has bad videos, but...
No, no. But there should... Someone got a revolt over there at the MTV2. Someone with access to all the junk should
maybe people should just stop making music videos.
Put the job and upload it. No, no, that's not true. I've seen so many good ones.
Yeah, but don't you think... It's not as though if that didn't get made, that director or whoever came up with the idea wouldn't apply that to something else and still make that as a thing. Doesn't necessarily mean
so.
That, don't you think?
I don't think that's true.
No?
Yeah.
Well, what I think... Okay, here's what I think, is that...
Because when it really ties well into the song, I don't think that's something that you...
Maybe,
you know.
So, but I think more underlying, to me, is that there should be more opportunity and there should be more of a venue for short films to be produced and shown in a big way. And a lot of the best music videos are just cool little films that you would want to watch, right?
Right.
And so online, you know, you often see cool little cartoons or cool little short films that people have made, and that's becoming more of a thing. It's a little more accessible. But, you know, theaters should be showing 20-minute big-budget shorts, you know, before the regular film, don't you think? The way they used to? You know, they used to show the cartoons.
Oh, I'd be totally down with that.
Yeah, sure. They should bring that back.
But it's not going to happen, though, because they already have the 20.
The 20?
You ever see that?
No.
Yeah, you probably haven't seen that.
I don't know what that is.
You're in time for the 20. And it's just all commercials for, like, House and NCICST.
CS2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the Shout Stain Remover, bleach pens.
Yeah.
Twix. It's basically, it's 20 minutes of commercials presented as, like a fun Entertainment Tonight kind of with it in your face. Here's your inside peek into the world of entertainment and products. You know, like.
Why is that important?
I don't know, man, but it's solid commercials 20 minutes before the movie now.
Oh, before a movie?
Commercials. Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant on TV. I'm like, why are they showing you this on TV?
Right. No.
So wait, you go to the movie theater and they're showing you an ad for a TV show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think
I've
all
the time.
I don't go to a lot of movies, but no, I haven't really seen that. But yeah, the products and whatnot. And I guess that is your short film before them. But that's, I don't know. I just wish.
Oh, no, it's horrible. I'm not saying, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, but but I guess there was a period where movies were getting shorter. They were encroaching on, you know, like 1:15. And it seems to me back in the day, movies used to be a bit longer. And then they got shorter, and now they're getting longer again. Because if you're paying $20, apparently you want to sit there for an extra hour and watch hobbits jumping on a bed. I don't know. What do you think? What was my point again? Fuck,
well,
I should have eaten some food before this.
Yeah. No, your point was that they should have the short films, and I agree they should have the short films, so I just don't... I don't think it's okay.
So, no, my point is that because movies are getting longer and they already have the ads, that there's just no chance they're going to cram anything else in there for you.
Because they're already... Yeah, you know,
if movies continue
showings as fast as they can.
Yeah, if movies continue to get shorter to the point where a shitty movie that only deserved to be an hour long was only an hour long, they might stick something else on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some extra meat.
I don't know. I don't know that the industry standards that are in place are so rigid.
Totally. But it's, you know, what's funny though is they have Oscars for like best short film and like, you know, best documentary and best all this other kind of stuff that no one sees ever.
Yeah.
Until, like, a year later when it comes out on DVD and there's a little sticker on it saying, this won an award because it was good. And, I don't know, like, they have a category for best short film, but where do I get to see them? Do I have to go to film festivals to see them?
Well, you do. I mean, they got Grammys for best contra bassoon record. And
I guess that's true.
There's Zydeco Awards, and I'm not dissing Zydeco. I'm just saying that it's not as popular as other forms of.
Probably
Zydeco.
Should be, huh?
I do like that shit.
It's pretty good. Maybe what if someone played that, but all on, like, electric guitars?
Speaking of electric guitars, speaking of what if someone played it, speaking of
Michelangelo,
our truly excellent, awesome song. Whatever it was called.
The State of Emergency?
Yes.
Hey, say someone wanted to listen to that song.
Uh-huh.
Because they heard us talking about it on the Big Talkin' program.
Sure.
Where might they... Oh, I know where. In their seat at their computer. That's the physical location.
Yes.
Do it. But, what internet website would they go to download it to listen to at their workstation?
Unsure.
Do you think maybe we should put it up on the site?
I could, yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah.
It's pertinent.
Or you could just email Tom or Sarah. They got it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Email them at spyversusspy@gmail.com.
Yep.
Attention.
They'll get right back to you.
Tom and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
CC DeVille.
Yeah. Man, how have I never typed that into an email?
I don't know, dude, because it would get bounced back.
Oh, yeah. I'd laugh every time, though. Yeah. I'm laughing every time now.
All right. It's not very good laughing, but I'll buy it.
No, but yeah, that song.
Yeah. It made you lose.
Critically panned.
Panned?
Yeah.
Panned means...
bad.
Gone across and...
picks and pans?
Not zoomed in on, right? Is that where that comes from? like a movie shot where you're just like sort of scanning across. You're like, no, didn't see anything good. Do you think that's what that's for?
Yeah, when they're filming, they're just like, where's the good part?
Yeah, don't find, and then they find it eventually, but they pan across all this stuff that they don't care about, and that's where the song goes.
You know, maybe.
Or do you think it's like putting it in a saucepan or a garbage pan? Garbage pan?
Oh, yuck.
Got Japan'd.
That's kind of gross.
Got panned.
Yeah, though.
All the other songs were bears.
Well, they're just
yours
like
was a panda. Not a real bear.
They said that it's not catchy, not my best work, expected more from me.
Well, I agree, it's not your best work. But
really?
Yeah, it's not. That's not your best song.
Well, no, it's not my best song. But
well, that's true, though. It isn't your best. Okay, the work that went into it, I don't think there's any way to judge whether or not that was good work or bad work. Because sometimes you can put in bad work and still get a good result.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, most people at their jobs every day. If you escape the day without getting fired, the end result is
good job.
Is good, right? It's a good job. Yeah. You know. And tomorrow's a new day, etc. And if you, you know.
Well, I don't give a ratzenberger about the, you know, the philosophical implications of my job doage, but they were dicks about it.
Really?
Yeah, they definitely were. They said the verses were too long. They said the.
But the song wasn't even 3 minutes long, was it?
No.
So really, I don't know, because you had
I thought it was totally
verses. Yeah, I thought it was good too. I saw that one review where Duder said not Duder, but Pooter said Computer said that. How easy it was for you to use your wife and your buddy on your song. And I'm like,
that was a cinch, wasn't it?
The restriction was that you had to use a guest vocalist, and there was no like guest vocalist that has never appeared on Songfight.
Right.
It didn't say that, and it's like, well, are you supposed to be punished for knowing?
Or like, was I supposed to seek out one of those turds? Like, am
yeah,
I supposed to like?
How dare you not use me on your song?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. That was like a shitty thing to criticize, I thought.
Yeah, me too.
Like, criticize, oh, you used those two dudes who suck. Like, maybe that's a criticism. But they weren't.
That would
they
have
weren't,
been a criticism,
they weren't saying, yeah. They weren't saying we did a bad job. They were just like, oh, that, how easy it was for you. Well, so the next time the restriction's like, you have to have fucking electric guitar in it, and you're like, oh, I happen to know how to play that. Oh, well,
right.
You should have gotten someone else to play that because you already knew how, and that's not fair.
It's funny you should mention that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The next restriction is you must not use electric guitar?
Exactly.
Sweet.
No guitar.
I predict organ?
Don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Ukulele?
I haven't figured out yet. No acoustic guitar either. Ukuleles are okay.
Mandolin?
Mandolins are okay.
Lute?
Just things called guitar are not okay. But bass is okay.
What about if you used your Guitar Hero controller as a MIDI controller?
Yeah, maybe. You know, I never got that adapter. That thing never came.
Oh, that's shitty.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I suppose I could order a new one.
$5 you're never going to see again. Pretend you ate two cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to.
No, just imagine if you ate two cheeseburgers.
Oh, man.
Imagine what that would be like.
Like heaven. Yeah, so, yeah, the title this time is, Boogers on Fire?
Booger Dick?
It's something like Booger Dick, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're tired of it already, aren't you?
Well, I mean, no, it's no one
You're
else.
Tired of everyone being a bitch on the web enters.
Yeah, I am totally tired of that. I am completely, completely tired of that. But, and speaking of... Oh, man. So, okay, I'm just going to close the door on that Songfight business.
All right, yeah. Fine.
That's enough.
Well, that was Songfight Update with your guest, Bob Anonymous.
Mr. Usual.
Bob Anonymous.
Bob Anonymous. Nominal.
Nominal.
Ball.
Ball.
Balls of...
Fury.
Yeah. The others. Whoa, how about that, huh?
Huh?
Did you see?
What?
Did you see who's moving to Mexico?
Yeah, that's not true.
Come on.
He's been talking about that for 3 years.
Yeah, but now he's got it firmed up.
Really?
He's got a solid, I don't know, he's going with that Estrada fella.
Yeah, I guess.
Well?
Yeah, John Campbell, who doesn't listen to the show,
yeah,
is planning to move to Mexico and be a filthy hippie.
Maybe he'll have more time to listen to the show. Maybe he'll catch up.
Yeah, because there's nothing else to do there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's cool. I'm into it. Do it
up. Versus Pi.mex and just stream load it down into his Windows Media Player 3, you know?
Yeah.
And, yep, on their Windows 90 Ocho.
Mexi.co.uk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, best of luck raising whatever gusto and funds it takes to get that going. I don't really know that I would ever want to move to Mexico full-time and do anything.
Really?
Even maybe it's because, like, I'm from Canada, the best country on earth.
Mosquito comics? Oh, yeah. No, Mexico's like double Mexico to you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well,
it's a whole Mexico away.
If I was thinking of, you know, really kind of dumping all my responsibilities and dumping all my everything at home, I'd be like,
yeah,
well,
basically,
I'm going to move to, probably just move to Seattle, you know?
Yeah.
To get away from it all. Real change of pace.
No, I think what John Campbell is about to embark on is the equivalent to basically just putting on the artistic sweatpants. You know, it's like, well, I don't care about anything anymore. I'm going to become my own stick person.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well.
If you're not going to fight the...
So does that mean there's a vacancy?
Fight the day-to-day, then
there's a vacancy coming up in Chicago? Should I apply for it?
Yes, you should absolutely get on that.
All right. Apply for his
we his could compete.
Position. Really?
We could have a contest. We could have a thing.
We could compete, Moss.
Yeah, you and me.
Out the wiener hole.
Which, hey, Chicago, me or Brian, who's moving in? We could have
America decides.
We could go Survivor it. You and me could go meet in Chicago.
Yeah.
And have a live off.
I don't know, dude. I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
You got the experience edge on it, but.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Plus but durability.
You're like a sprinter, and I'm like, no, wait. How does that work?
Long distance, pole vault, discus.
I'm like triple jump. What do you call that? Triple jump? Is that what you call that?
Lutz?
No.
What?
Three square.
Can I push square three times?
Shit, man, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm all for it. I'm against it.
I'm up against it.
That rules ain't as dumb.
I'm up against tits.
No,
is that the second time ever we said tits on the show? Third time ever we said, fourth time ever we said tits on the show?
I don't know, you said tits 3 days ago. And then.
I know. It's not often when we say that.
No.
Usually we say chesticles.
Yeah. I don't, I don't usually refer to that area at all.
No?
Hoots, I guess?
You're mainly talking about your sack.
Yeah. And it is. Oh, man, I'm just filthy today. I need a shower so bad. I'm still wearing my Schindler shirt from when I worked there.
Schindler?
Yeah, Schindler's.
What's that?
Store.
Oh?
No, it's, yeah, it's, boy, I made a bunch of, like, I was folding a bunch of metal last night, making channel letters and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
Got all grimy and whatnot. It's so hot in that room. It was just, it's like, I don't want to say sauna, but it was like, it was like someone was cooking a big pot of something right under me, you know?
Mm.
And, or maybe making tea. They were making tea. And my bag was the bag.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, yeah, my sack is totally stretched out, stuck all the way down my thigh. Just, you know, like that, you know?
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you know what we should invent?
What?
We should invent like a little pouch. Just for that, you know, so that, not underwear,
right.
Because that covers the whole everything, right? What
right.
We want is basically just a G-string, but doesn't cover the wiener part. It's just is there such a thing?
I think a plastic cap full of desiccant, maybe like a swim cap, you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Or the scrotal reach.
Yeah, and that's
it. But the inside is some kind of a moisture preventative, perhaps. Maybe it's a breathable cooling? Methylated?
Gymnast chalk?
Some kind of menthol and cayenne. You could have different
flavors. We're losing our female audience here, dude. We gotta punch this up. In entertainment news. Actually, what was funny is on MSN.ca. No, I don't know. You know how they have, like, entertainment news, this and that. Lindsay Lohan did this, and fucking Nicole Richie's afraid she's going to go to jail now. Yeah, right. She just wants to fucking jump on the bandwagon now. Fuck off. No, but all those, like, bullshit stories. And then at the bottom it said, like, who should play He-Man in the new He-Man movie? I'm like, what? Who cares about that? Like, I mean, I have a passing interest, but people who are checking up on the latest Lindsay Lohan news, which is... Really, if you want to do that, you listen to the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Apparently. Jimmy Christmas.
Good lord, I didn't even really want to go into that. But anyway, at the bottom of the list was, who should play He-Man in the He-Man movie? And they had a list of stupid dumbasses and whatever. And,
Who?
Oh, I don't know.
Fucking... Vin Diesel?
No.
Brian Posehn?
Paul Walker?
Paul Walker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
He's the fake Zach Morris.
Zach Morris?
Zach Galifianakis. Did you see that Zach Galifianakis video and he's in the Ellen DeGeneres audience?
No.
He's in the audience and you know how in that show she makes everybody dance?
Yeah.
In the thing? He's sort of refusing to do that. He's looking all lost and sort of clapping his hands and stuff, but he apparently got kicked out of the audience for not dancing. Yeah, it's pretty funny. There's a YouTube video of it. You can probably look it up.
Speaking of videos, is there any way I could download some music videos? Because
I like the music videos.
Yeah, it's just fucked.
What's your favorite music video?
The new one by the Willows, man. I mean, like,
what that is?
It's not my favorite ever, but oh, it's a really, really nice video, man. It's everything's filmed in that.
Is Zach Galifianakis in it?
No, that video's pretty good though.
Yeah.
That Fiona Apple video is really good. Hey, butter rum. Hey, give me a scoop of butter rum.
Rum and butter.
Yep.
Bum and rudder.
Yes, the Willows video. Everything's filmed in that, you know, when they film with the high-speed camera and then slow it down to...
Sure, sure.
So, like, it's the slow motion, but it's that real fucking smooth-looking slow motion. It's just hot, you know?
Yeah, like and, Coldplay.
Yes. But instead of just... one shot of a guy walking in dirt. It's a bunch of really cool shit. Like,
oh, come on. Everyone's just always trying to one-up each other.
Shut up! I'm telling you something. They make this little coliseum out of sugar cubes.
You know what's better than a coliseum out of sugar cubes? You make one out of sugar beets.
Yeah, that's all true. Right. And then they set it on fire. I mean, but it's like, you know, they cut away to something else or whatever, and then they come back and, oh, little sugar cube things
sounds
on fire.
Sounds awesome.
It's filmed really nicely. It's lit really well.
And that's why we need music videos that aren't just on streaming or aren't just a shitty little quick time on
Someone's site. I need good quality shits.
Yeah. There's gotta be something somewhere about that, you would think.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, I don't know.
But there's, like, them sorting out M&Ms.
Okay, check it out. Imagine if, what if... Man. Okay, what if this? What if they had a TV station that just played nothing but music videos?
Yeah. Yeah, Brian, welcome to the conversation I had with Tom 2 hours ago, okay? Hello? Brian? Uh-oh.
I'm waiting 2 hours until I can say something.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you know what me and Tom are talking about?
What, right now?
How much of a dick you are.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And how everyone hates you.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, you know what everyone... I didn't want to be the one to say this, but you know what everyone always says? Everyone's always like, you got Phil germs.
Do they say that? I wondered what all that was about, all that touching and giggling always happening behind me.
Well, from under you.
Yeah.
I got Phil ball sack sweat on my finger.
Oh, gross. Yeah, that's... That's horrible. Yeah. I pity that finger.
Yeah.
What are you going on about? What's going on? Why do you keep whipping her with that? Just, you know what? Just take it down to a dull podcast. Hello. Yep.
All right.
Oh, it's as far as... What?
Should we bounce?
Bounce?
Yeah.
Is it already time? I don't have any idea. I don't have... I quit production and fucking. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
know
what time it is even.
As soon as that happened, is like, you quit bathing.
Yeah, it's true. I have... I have
you got
not
no
watched
daily schedule anymore. You don't even know what to do with all your time.
Yeah, it's only 1:11 now, and I'm already done with the talking show.
Well, not yet.
Oh.
I might delete this one to do it again.
That's true.
might do that on purpose, just to spend more time with you.
I understand.
You know, this whole show, this is all an excuse for me to spend time with you.
You know, that's yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's, you know, it's good. I think we've got a
I thought I'd bounce it out after me saying all those mean things about your sack. No, I'm going to say nice things about your sack.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Go
ahead, caller.
It's the biggest sack I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is true.
I've only ever seen about three, so.
But if I could...
That's not true. I've seen plenty in my time.
All right. Well.
No, man. People are always like, not that I would know what a sack looks like. Dude. You were in high school. You were in gym class. You saw it. Fucking.
You have a sack. I mean, just like...
Well, not
plus,
only,
like,
yeah.
you ride the bus, don't you? Sacks always falling out all the time.
Oh, God.
Go to the gym, go to the beach, go to the grocery store, and a guy wearing the short shorts is like, I think the butter's fresher on the bottom. And they, you know, he's scooping around in there, and a little, you know, you just happen to see a little goose egg action, a little robin's egg, a little... you know, one goose egg and one robin's egg, that's the dudes you feel bad for.
A robin's egg with goose egg pimples on it?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I love that. It's like chicken skin.
I was just going to say chicken skin. I was just going to say. Yeah. Man, deep fry that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would...
Oh, God.
You know, in the future, they'll have a scientific cocking gun. No, it's, in the future,
you
they'll
mean a
be able
balling
to.
Balling gun.
They'll take. First, they will take a protozoa cells.
Yeah.
They will take a plankton's, and they will interject it with the DNAs of.
Dr. Cosby?
Chicken skin. And then have that be replicating inside of a cocking gun. So you can always have piping hot, fresh, liquid chicken skin. In a gun to shoot in your own face. That'll
Dude,
be my future.
Why is everything guns with you people, man?
What?
Why couldn't you put it in a toothpaste tube?
Sorry, dispenser. I know you guys are all like, you only have those bullet dispensers. You know?
That's right. Yeah, man, we don't have guns here.
Because it's more about giving and sharing. It's, you know?
Yeah.
Did you know Canada's the most giving-est, sharing-est nation around?
I did know that.
What's up with that?
We're always giving people boners.
Is it because you guys used to be poor?
We know what it's like.
That's right.
Yeah, it's
true, man.
You guys
totally used to be Zambia, and now you're on Namibia.
Yeah. And you're Nivea.
You're
Neutrogena. You're a Neutrogenius.
Gynalotrimin. Take that. I'm hungry, right? I don't know.
All right,
yet.
Well, let's get out of here then.
If I eat breakfast, then I'll have fooding it ups to do, and then the show will already be done.
Fuck it.
That's
bye, Gina.
What?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
What?
You okay?
I was trying to end the show, but I forgot how.
It's okay. You just ate my penis. Fuck, I'm really hungry.